U.S. Supreme Court justices ruled against the port community of Valdez today in a case that has consequences for the city's revenue base. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline ends at Valdez Arm, a narrow, protected fjord jutting inland from Prince William Sound that is busy with commercial fishing boats and giant oil tankers. The port of Valdez is located there, and under a 1999 ordinance, the city of Valdez imposed a property tax on any ship 95 feet long or more that uses its port. That length restriction limited the city tax pretty much to oil tankers, which load at the pipeline terminal. Polar Tankers, Inc., a subsidiary of ConocoPhillips, objected and sued. Although Alaska Superior Court declared Valdez's tax unconstitutional in 2004, the Alaska Supreme Court upheld it. The case made its way to the United States Supreme Court, and today, the High Court justices decided that the Valdez tax violates the tonnage clause of the United States Constitution, which prohibits states from charging ships entering or using their ports without the consent of Congress.
We've always believed that that tax unfairly targeted our industry.
Bill Stevens is a ConocoPhillips spokesman.
We've consistently argued that the Valdez tanker tax targets vessels for discriminatory tax treatment, and therefore it's unconstitutional. We're fortunate that seven justices agreed with us.
The Supreme Court justices ruled in favor of Polar Tankers 7-2. Valdez City Manager John Hosey says the city has not digested the ruling yet.
Well, we're obviously very disappointed. We prevailed at the Alaska Supreme Court on this, and we thought we had a pretty good argument with the U.S. Supreme Court, but they saw it differently, apparently.
Valdez gains about 11% of its annual revenue from the tanker tax. No word yet on whether the city will be required to reimburse Polar Tankers.
There's potential interest charges or other fees that we may need to consider. And then we also need to consider, you know, what options we have regarding having to pay those back. So, again, we've only had this information a few hours ourselves, and we are still trying to digest it.
Attorney Charles Rothfeld, who represents Polar Tankers in the case, argued that the tax discriminates against oil tankers because fishing boats were not included in the levy. He also stated that the tankers pay a disproportionate amount in property tax when compared with Valdez homeowners. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.